everybody. Welcome to season 3 of Boo, My Dad Says. My name is John.
And I'm Becca.
And we are your tour guides through the world of the paranormal.
We've got a whole lot of history, a whole lot of mystery, and a whole lot of weird.
So sit back, relax, and get ready for a spine-tingling time. Hello, everybody. Welcome to season 3 of Boo, My Dad Says. My name is John.
And I'm Becca.
And we are your tour guides through the world of the paranormal.
We've got a whole lot of history, a whole lot of mystery, and a whole lot of weird.
So sit back, relax, and get ready for a spine-tingling time. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Boom, My Dad Says. How we doing, dear?
Hey, hey, hey. It's another week. School's starting for me this week. We've got in service. It's about that time.
Well, I wish you all the best and have a new school year. Yeah, your vacation is over.
I'm really kind of glad. I need structure and stability in my life. I like having things to do. Too much free time on my hands is not a good thing. I tend to get lazy. No amens from the peanut gallery over there. Thank you very much.
Well, first of all, I've got to say this week is going to be a little bit different. I am going to be digging up an archive episode of the show for two reasons. I have been on a ghost hunt the last two nights, and I had planned to do the ghost hunt on this episode. But after,
however,
after doing the ghost hunt, there is a lot of story to tell, and I want to make sure I do it justice and get it right, because my past ghost hunts have been kind of, okay, we've been here. Here's a little bit of history of the area. You know, we went in this room. We had these experiences. We did this. We did that. But this hunt ended up being a lot more narrative driven. There is a larger overarching story to tell that has to do with the hauntings, and I want to make sure I get it right and do it justice. Because it definitely has its stories. And it's the Sycamore Shoals Historic Site, but we also went and did the Carter Mansion in Elizabethton, Tennessee. And that is actually what has the narrative, is the Carter Mansion. And I'm not going to give too much away because it's a pretty big story. But we are going to be doing a remaster of my Queen Mary episode all the way back in season 1.
That's a long time ago. I had to refresh my brain about what Queen Mary even was.
Well, that was before you even joined the show, dear.
That was pre-Becca.
Pre-Becca. That was actually when I was giving Brady a tryout as a co-host.
Yeah, who does a better job, me or Brady?
Well, I think you do, dear.
Oh, thanks, babe.
I mean, he's a little green. I mean, you know, he was 12 years old at the time.
He does love the color green.
Yeah. He was 12 years old at the time, so.
He's just a wee pup.
He hasn't gotten his broadcast chops yet. But before we start the story, we do have some updates on the Isaiah 117 house. We have some more donations. I want to give a great big thank you out again to Lynn. She came back and donated some more money to the cause. She came in and I think donated $12 more to this week for the cause, and I just want to give her a great big thank you. We appreciate it because it's going to be going to such a good organization.
I think we're over, what, $80, $85
now?
Yeah,
$81.
$81, yep. Yeah. I put a bunch of stuff on my Walmart pickup, so as soon as I get it unloaded from the car, I will send a picture of what we've been able to purchase so far for the box, which is pretty exciting. It was fun getting to put the diapers and socks and all that good stuff in the buggy.
The underoos and
the underwears. Can you say underwear on the radio?
You can say underwear on the radio. Believe me, a lot of podcasts say a lot worse.
That's true. I ain't going down that road.
but I always, kids' underwears when I was growing up was like called underoos.
Underoos. Yeah. That's funny. Must have been an Irwin thing. We call them underwear.
Well, the ones that had the characters on them were called underoos.
Interesting.
Yeah. But anyways, I digress.
I went and saw The Black Widow last night. It was really good. Just going to throw that out there. That has nothing to do with ghosties. It did have dead people, though, so I guess that counts.
It was a good movie. I enjoyed it. I saw it a couple of weeks ago with Brady and Matthew, and then they went again and watched it last night because Matthew had a buddy over for a sleepover.
Oh, it was so fun. It was funny. The sarcasm in it was lovely. It was very witty. I appreciated it, and it got my vote.
Well, dear. The remaster of the Queen Mary. The other reason we are going to be doing the Queen Mary episode, and did I already say this, or just I gave the reason number one was
reason the, number one was the ghosties.
Yeah. Reason number two is Queen Mary has been in the news as of late. Last year, it got turned over to the city of Long Beach, California. It was, I believe, privately owned. And they turned it over to the city because the upkeep was getting to be too expensive. And that, you know, back in 2017, there was a big evaluation done saying that, you know, there was a ton of renovations that needed to be done to the ship in order to, well, keep parts of it from flooding. And I think that came to like $23 million just in immediate need.
$23 million already?
That was just immediate.
For the just urgent things at the moment.
Urgent, absolute, top A1. If you don't get these done, this thing's going to like sink in the harbor kind of renovations. And then they've also looked at a plan that it may cost. They can renovate it for like $175 million and that's like a kind of give it like a 25-year span. And then there was another one that they were looking at. Possibly they could do it for like 100, be, you know, make it viable for 100 years. And I think that was somewhere upwards of about maybe 275, something like that.
$275 million?
Well, here's the big kicker.
Sweet
though.
Jehoshaphat.
They are also just looking at the possibility of just scrapping the ship and towing it out into the ocean and sinking it to become a natural, well, I guess a man-made reef. And I just don't really would hate for that to happen. Cause I mean, that ship has a lot of history and I really hope they don't do that. But the
people
cost
who
of that
rent
was going to be about $190 million.
That's ridiculous. These are like people that want to restore things and whatever. Like I get like buildings and whatever, but just this, for the sake of not trashing it, like, I don't know. Like, they're like the ultimate hoarders.
Yeah, but this ship has got a lot of history. It is,
who cares?
A historical landmark.
Historical landmark. If you say so, dear. It's a dead boat. I mean, like, it's a non-functioning boat. If there is no actual function to it, then.
Well, it was functioning as a hotel up until COVID hit.
Well, I suppose. That's just weird. I will not be staying in that hotel.
I wouldn't expect you to, dear, because it is haunted.
Allegedly.
Anywho, we hope y'all enjoy this remastered episode of about the Queen Mary.
All right, here we go.
Good evening, everybody. My name is John, and I am your host with the most. So be prepared to be scared silly because this is Boo, My Dad Says. Good evening, everybody, and thank you for joining me for tonight's episode. My name is John, and I would also like to welcome my son, Brady, to the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Now, Brady, he's my oldest son. He is 12 years old, going on 30. Just kidding.
What?
he is a seventh grader. Hey, quit noogieing me. He is a seventh grader at Providence Academy. And he is what I like to call as my mini-me, because like all the stuff that I enjoy doing, he likes to do. So we have a lot of fun. He, you know, I mentioned in the Freaky Friday episode about doing some props out into the garage. And Brady is the one that does the props with me. So, you know, he's my partner in ghost busting, my partner in propping, and now my partner in podcasting. And you're going to meet Matthew from time to time. He's more of what I would call a mama's boy. And, and just is has other things that he likes doing. But Brady is going to be a constant part of the show. It can now be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor FM, and Google Podcasts. So, I mean, you know, we've been picked up by a lot of platforms already, and that's just really cool. Now, remember, if you have a personal experience that you'd like to share with the show, you can contact me at boo@outlook.com, and we will, you know, take your story. We will read it on there. We will give you a pseudonym to protect your identity if you wish to remain anonymous, you know, and we will treat your story with the utmost respect. Now, on those, if you would like to help support this podcast, you can go to anchor.fm/boo, my dad says, and click on the support button at the top. Any little bit would really help us out with, keeping the content coming to you guys. And we would appreciate it so much that we might even sing a song about you in a future episode. Remember, Brady, they can't see you dancing, so they got to hear you talking. He's used to doing YouTube videos, so the whole podcasting thing is going to be a little bit foreign to him until he just kind of gets comfortable with it. Also, if you listen to the show on Apple Podcasts, please rate us, as that helps us get listed higher in the list when you're searching for shows to listen to. So tonight we're going to be talking about haunted cruise ships. And since Brady is just joining the show, and I kept him in the dark about what we were going to be talking about. But since human beings have been sailing the seas for so many years, undoubtedly, there are limitless tales of paranormal happenings revolving around these man-made marvels. And when it comes to haunted ships, there is one that rules them all. Any guesses, Brady?
Flying Dutchman?
Flying Dutchman. That's a good guess. But no, that's not quite right.
Can I have another?
Yeah, sure. Take another guess.
How about the RMS Queen?
Ooh, you guessed it. And for those of you out there that guessed the RMS Queen Mary, you would be correct.
Because it's in the title.
Well, yes, it's in the title. Cannot pull anything over your eyes, can I? Love you too, son. Construction began on the RMS Queen Mary in December of 1930, but didn't have a maiden voyage until May of 1936. That was a pretty good stretch of time there.
Yep.
And the reason that was that Cunard Lines, they kind of hit some financial issues, and they ended up actually taking out a loan with the British government, and they forced them, or I guess not forced them, but said, hey, if we're going to loan you all this money, we would like you to merge with White Star Line. And for those of you who
don't know who White Star Line is, I guarantee you all will know what the Titanic was. And Titanic is quite possibly the most famous ocean disaster of all time. Actually, there's no possible. It is the most famous ocean disaster of all time. But moving back to the Queen Mary, she was built as part of Cunard Line's two-ship weekly express service between Southampton, Cherbourg, and New York. But with the outbreak of the Second World War, she was converted into a troop ship that ferried Allied soldiers during the conflict. After the completion of World War II, the Queen Mary was then refitted for passenger service, and along with the Queen Elizabeth, they both commenced the two-ship transatlantic passenger service for which the two ships were built. And the two ships just absolutely dominated the transatlantic passenger transportation market until the dawn of the jet age in the late 1950s. Now, by the mid-1960s, Queen Mary was aging, and she was actually operating at a loss. And after several years of decreased profits for Cunard Line, the Queen Mary was officially retired from service in 1967. And she left Southampton for the last time. You want to know when? Halloween of 1967.
That's reassuring.
Well, it's kind of a foreshadowing of the hauntings to take place, you know, to be retired on Halloween. And so she left Southampton and they set sail for the port of Long Beach, California. And it was here that the Queen Mary began a new life as a tourist attraction. And converted into a hotel. You're right. And museum. The Queen Mary has also been added to the National Register of Historic Places, as well as being accepted as part of the Historic Hotels of America. So this is a pretty,
Is there a list for historic haunted hotels?
I don't know, but that's a good question. We'll have to look that up sometime. They need a haunted places.
That you probably should go with
register. Them. Yeah, haunted places register. Yeah. So I guess you're asking yourself, what makes the Queen Mary such a haunted place? So digging a little more into the ship's history, according to the passenger logbooks, 47 passengers have died on board the ship. Now, given that the ship had a 30-year service history, that averaged out to 1.5 deaths a year. I was waiting for a math joke about how you could have a half a death, but...
No math. Too late for the math right now.
Too late for the math. Uh-huh. But now on top of that, during the Queen Mary's time as a military transport, there were more deaths on the ship than what the 47 in that was just the passenger logbook. There were many more deaths on the ship.
Like the crew.
Like when it was a military ship and it was ferrying soldiers, there were undoubtedly injured soldiers and, you know, some mortally wounded, and they ended up dying on board. In 1988, archivist Bill Windberg told the Los Angeles Times that there was a burial at sea every 4 hours. And there were stories of soldiers who would literally jump ship as the Queen Mary left New York. So there's no way of knowing how many of those soldiers drowned or made it to shore. Okay, Brady, when it comes to cruise ships, the Queen Mary is the most haunted cruise ship in the world. But now things get a little fuzzy right here because we've got some conflict in the numbers. But check this one out. MarineInsight.com claims that there are as many as 150 spirits on the ship.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty haunted. That's quite a few.
Call the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, because somebody needs to call the Ghostbusters, I guess, for sure. Although, if you bust these ghosts, then the Queen Mary would lose some of its tourism, because a lot of people will come to the ship just for the hauntings.
Leave a few.
Yeah, leave a few. But now, there is some conflict in that number, because history.com says that there are only 50 spirits residing on the ship. Regardless, that's still pretty crowded. Time magazine named the Queen Mary as one of the top 10 most
haunted
places in the world. And I have got to fire my editor, because my notes said the top 10 most funny places in the world. So spell check must have, or actually when I was writing my notes, I was using dictation. So haunted and funny sound nothing alike, but
it does that at
times. It will do that sometimes.
Sometimes.
So let's jump into the haunted history of the ship and find out all of the spooky goings on. Let's start with the death of one of the Queen Mary's crewmen at hatch door, get this, number 13.
Oh, for crying out loud. Wait for a few black cats and a mirror and a ladder or two, and things are going to go haywire.
Well, yeah, but, you know, you still feel bad about the poor guy. And I'll tell you why. On one night in 1966, the watertight doors in the engine and boiler rooms were ordered closed. But then about 5 minutes later, an 18-year-old crew member who is believed to be known as John Petter from Yorkshire was found crushed in the door of hatch number 13, trapped with his arms pinned to his side. While the young man was freed and carried to the hospital ward, it was already too late because he showed signs of crushing injury in his arms, chest, and pelvis and was bleeding from his nose. He was injected with morphine, but sadly, he died shortly thereafter. Now, here's where the mystery is, though. What caused John to be trapped in the first place is unclear. It's been said that a couple of different things could have been the reason, and this is speculation. It could have been due to a game of chicken that had gone wrong. You know what a game of chicken is?
Mm-mm.
You don't? All right. A game of chicken is like, you would be like, ooh, the watertight door is coming down. Let's see if you can wait and duck through at the last second. You know, just it's game of chicken is like something, you know, you do something risky to see if you can get away with it. And in this case, you know, he lost, if that's what happened. It's also said that it could have been that he was murdered by one of his crewmates. Or it could have just been a freak accident. you know, because there were no witnesses that ever came forward to clarify what happened. So, you know, that usually there's got to be some kind of guilty conscience there, in a sense where if nobody's willing to come forward, either, you know, they're afraid of the reprisals, or, well, nobody literally saw anything. Now, as far as his ghost is concerned, it's been said that his ghost is regularly seen around the area with people reporting the sound of someone running behind them and whistling. Taking a sip of that water there.
Mm-hmm.
Tastes so good going across the lips.
Mm-hmm.
Others notice that spots of grease that look like fingerprints appear on their faces. Some have seen a figure or a bearded man in blue coveralls, which this bearded figure, they say, looks just like the man who died out of the corner of their eyes. Several others have said they saw an engineer wandering the hallways asking if anyone has seen his wrench. But when they went back to find him, he had disappeared. Our next point of interest on the Queen Mary, we're going to take a look at one of the staterooms that has been known to have a lot of activity. The stateroom is B340. This stateroom was showing a lot of activity long before the Queen Mary opened as a hotel. In 1948, a British third-class passenger named Walter J. Adamson passed away in the room. But the details of the death are a little unknown. Now, later in 1966, a woman staying in the room said that she was woken up with the bed covers being pulled off of her, and that she saw a man standing at the foot of her bed. So she screamed, and then the man apparently just vanished into thin air. Now, I don't know about you. Well, actually, I do know exactly how you would do, because this is how we, this is how you react every morning of school when we jerk the bed covers off of you. But if I had the, if the bed covers were ripped off of me, I'm finding another room.
I just put them back on and go back to sleep, as long as they're warm.
Even if a ghost is standing at the foot of the bed.
I'm hallucinating. There's toxic gas in the air.
Okay. Well, I guess that's a possibility. But I would be like, nope. I'm going for another room. Mr. Ghost, you can have this room. You know, I mean, just think, you know, we've woken up out of a dead sleep, unintending. You know, that's just wrong. Now, years later, guests staying in the room have reported hearing someone knocking on the door in the middle of the night and seeing bathroom lights mysteriously turn on. Even the hotel's maids started complaining that they would find the bathroom water running even when they had no one staying in the room for days. And one reported that the bed covers were pulled off right after she put them on. convinced yet? Convinced yet?
The window is open.
The window is open? Okay, so you're going to play the skeptical card here, huh? I prefer to be the believer here. B340 was so notorious, the hotel management closed the room in the mid-1980s and gutted all the furnishings. For 30 years, B340 remained off-limits to guests, but people staying in the rooms adjacent to it still heard unusual noises and even saw apparitions going through the guest through their guest room walls into room B340. So that is a very, very haunted room. All right. Now, our next room, and I'm probably going to butcher the name of this, is the Mauritania room.
Mauritania.
Yeah, it's a Mauritania room, I think. To whoever named this, I'm sorry if I butchered this name. So, in 1989, two women were sent to clean this lounge for a VIP reception. So, they entered the room and they found this passenger sitting on a chair in the middle of the dance floor. He didn't say a word. Then, so that was two women right there. Now, a third woman came in and she remarked the passenger was staring and asked her to move. So the employee started to call security and the passenger disappeared right in front of them. And all three women reported seeing this at the same time. So to me, that is one of the most convincing apparitions yet on the ship, because you've got three people that have no reason to make this up, and they reported, you know, seeing the same thing. All three reported it. So in a court of law, that's called the corroborating witnesses. So they were able to corroborate each other's stories. So to me, that's a pretty convincing.
Carrabba's. No, I'm hungry.
Always thinking with your stomach, aren't you?
Sorry.
So before we jump into our next room, though, let's take a quick break for a word from our sponsor. Okay, the most commonly recorded spirit on the Queen Mary is Jacqueline Torrin. Jackie, as she is often referred to, interacts with the visitors in the first and second class pool areas. This extroverted spirit, you know what extroverted is, right?
The opposite of introvert?
Well, yes. Extroverted means she's very personable, very out there, you know, likes to be
shy.
Yes. So she is not a shy spirit. She is commonly playful with visitors. She'll answer questions. She can be seen laughing and singing songs when prompted. She's often said to ask for her parents or her teddy bear. And her ghost is reportedly also the source of splashing and giggling sounds coming from the first class pool. And then people have also seen wet footsteps made by invisible feet heading in the direction of the locker room. Some believe that she had drowned in the second class pool, but there's no record of anyone drowning in a pool on the ship. So I find that quite interesting that people think that she drowned. But my guess is Jacqueline falls into, this is a theory I've heard, it's called the stone tape theory. And I'm jumping away into another bit of subject matter here, but we might cover in a future episode, but it's going to give you an idea. Was the stone tape theory is the speculation that ghosts and haunting are analogs to tape recordings, and that the mental impressions during emotional or traumatic events can be projected in the form of energy and recorded onto rocks and other items, and then replayed under certain conditions. So if you think about it, with a cruise ship the size of the Queen Mary and all the energy that has been occurred on that ship over the years, you know, it's easy to think that maybe Jacqueline could be a recording of a person and not so much a spirit that is haunting the ship there. Then finally, no haunting is complete without the Lady in White. Lady in White. Every haunting has got one. And so does the Queen Mary. Guests on ghost tours often recount stories of seeing a beautiful young woman in a white 1930s style evening gown. She's dancing in the corner of the Queen Mary's cellar, which was formerly a first-class lounge. But she'll disappear before your eyes if you dare to approach her. Other spotters standing by the piano in the lobby, and that's the very same piano that reportedly used to entertain passengers in the lounge. So perhaps after listening to her fill of music from a bygone era, the Lady in White wanders down the hallway to the elevators where she vanishes. No one knows the true identity of this music-loving spirit. But unlike some of the more tragic ghosts on the ship, she appears to always enjoy herself. Maybe she's a former passenger, returned to the ship to replay happy memories for all eternity. Who knows? Well, folks, that's it for tonight's stories. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed having Brady on the episode with us, because he's going to be back for more next Wednesday. But tune in on Friday for my
Friday the 13th Freaky Friday.
Well, that's right. For my Friday the 13th Freaky Friday podcast, I've got a very good account all ready to go, and I'm sure that you're going to enjoy it. Now, remember, if you have a story that you would like for me to share on the air, or an idea for a subject that you would like for me to research, email me at boomydadsays@outlook.com. Until then, folks, I hope you all stay safe, and God bless, my friends.
All right, dear. Well, that was the end of our episode on the most haunted ship in the world, the Queen Mary. So let's tell these kind people a little bit about our social media, and then we will let them go and have their nightmares.
Yeah. Peace out on that. So definitely, if you want to find us on Facebook, find our page. You can find us on the page or the group, Boo, My Dad Says. The group is where all the fun happens and the silliness. So if you find our page, request to be in our group, and we would love to have you there. You can also email us at john@boomydadsays.com.
You can also find us on Twitter and Instagram at @boomydadsays. And if you would like to support the show, you can do it a couple of different ways. One, you can become a patron. If you look us up on Patreon's website, you can join one of the different tiers, and you can get a little bit of a big thank you, or you can get some special episodes or all the videos of our ghost hunts I put up there. Or you can go to do one-time donations through buymeacoffee.com/boomydadsays.
And for the rest of the month of August, right, we are donating all the Buy Me a Coffees to the Isaiah 117 house.
That we are. 100% of the donations from the Buy Me a Coffee site goes to the Isaiah 117 house. So that is a very much appreciated gift if you were to do that. And anyways, guys, we will be back next week on our regularly scheduled broadcasting time, channel, and place. And I will have the episode for the Sycamore Shoals / Carter Mansion ghost hunt ready to go.
Very good. Well, we'll see you guys next week then.
All right. Good night. God bless, my friends.